All right, if you missed this story, just a terrible story out of New York City over the weekend. Four homeless men have been beaten to death after another homeless man with a large metal bar went through New York City's Chinatown area, beating homeless men to death. Four dead, another hospitalized, critical condition. And the motive appears to be, well, just random. Randomly beating people to death on the streets of New York City. No evidence that the victims were targeted by race, age, anything. The suspect, Randy Rodriguez Santos, 24 years old. Santos taken into police custody early Saturday morning. He's been arrested numerous other times over the past years, three times on assault charges. The victims, all men, attacked as they slept in doorways and sidewalks in three different locations in Chinatown. It's packed in the daylight hours, but empties out at night. Police came when one of the assaults was reported in progress at 2 in the morning. And so a search in the neighborhood found three more bodies in addition. You know, it's just what the hell is wrong with people? What the hell is wrong with you? You're 24 years old and you're beating people to death with re-rod on the streets of New York City. Anyhow, it's revolting. Day 21 now has come and gone. We're now into week four, heading into week four of the UAW strike, the United Auto Workers National Strike against GM, poised to continue on. It took a turn for the worse over the weekend. So said the Vice President Terry Diddy's, telling union local presidents and chairpersons in a letter sent Sunday, that's the UAW Vice President Terry Diddy's, the UAW cannot be more disappointed with GM's refusal to, quote, recognize the experience and talent of its members, end quote. Diddy's, the director of the union's GM department, wrote in a letter sent on the 21st day of the strike that has almost 50,000 General Motors workers on the picket lines. On Saturday afternoon, UAW bargainers presented a proposal to the company that addressed issues surrounding wages, signing bonuses, job security, pensions, skilled trades, and transfer rights, among others. But the company did not address the UAW's proposal on Sunday morning and instead reverted back to their last rejected proposal and made little change, so said the union. So, with the unemployment at 3.5%, and the economy doing so well, doesn't it seem unusual that we can't find a deal between GM and the UAW? Now, from what I heard originally, it seemed like the deal put forth by GM was reasonable. And it didn't seem like there was much distance between the union members and the company. But now it feels like there's this huge divide. And I think people just want to get back to work. So I encourage all sides to, you know, take a breath, step back, clear your head, and let's get back to it. Let's get to the bargaining table. Let's get it done. People want to work, man. People want to go back to work. Besides, there's a signing bonus at the end of that rainbow. What is it, told? $8,000, something like that, for coming on board. Because every day that GM sits idle, money is being lost. Competitors are taking market share. And so there's issues to be dealt with. You can't just sit here too long. We've got to find a solution, guys. That's all I'm saying. Got to find a solution. All right. So back to where we were at the top of the program. And that is watching every time there's a setback for one of these allegations against the president, a new set of allegations is pushed forward. At least that's the way it seems. For example, the one whistleblower is gone. For the most part, the credibility is blown. When you find out that that whistleblower was in touch with Adam Schiff's staff and his aides, having a conversation before any complaint is ever filed on the 12th of August, and that they're coordinating their efforts, probably writing the complaint back and forth and comparing notes and making sure that they're hitting all the points they need to hit. Well, we need to hit this. We got to make sure we hit that. And so when that credibility is pushed to the side, magically another whistleblower comes forward. This is going to be the avalanche of whistleblowers. Don't worry, there'll be 15 by this time next week. There'll be whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork. I'm a whistleblower. No, I'm a whistleblower. get out of my way. I'm a whistleblower. It's the new strategy. If we can't do it out in the open, we'll try to hide back here and try to be anonymous and attack the president. That's what we're seeing, is it not? Let's try a different strategy. Let's try to go after the president this way. And again, here where I sit, in the heart of the upper Midwest, I don't see people being persuaded by this approach. I don't meet anybody that voted for Trump that says, gosh, I just wish I hadn't voted for him. It's such chaos and nonsense. People like Donald Trump that voted for him, like him more today than they did when they voted for him. Many. Those that hate Trump still hate Trump, hate him worse today than when he won. But there is that sliver down the middle, 8 or 10 or 12% of us, that can be persuaded. They don't have to like Donald Trump to like his policies. They don't have to like what he says or what he tweets to say, you know what, I'm going to put that aside, and it's a lot of noise, because they're also worn out completely with the investigations. Well, Bob Mueller's going to be it. As soon as we get to the Bob Mueller report, that'll be the end of it. But it's not, and it never is. However, coming this Friday, there's indication that Michael Horowitz's Inspector General report will be final and released this Friday. If that's true, it could be a dramatic change in the conversation. If it's found that some of the things we've been led to believe about the behavior of the intelligence community in this country targeting the Trump campaign and the transition team and the president himself after he took office, if we see names like Comey and Brennan and Clapper and Stroke and Page mixed up in that report, it could change the conversation altogether. So that's apparently coming Friday. So a week from today, big show on the way. Don't miss a week from today. Don't miss any day, but a week from today, big show. It's the Steve Gruber Show for a Monday.
Welcome to Paycheckology, the only outlet where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. Paycheckology is a fun and friendly digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do, check out Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com. That's Paycheckology at paychecktalk.com.
You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Elected officials broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance in Michigan. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. It's as bad as it sounds. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.